This is Bill Goodwin speaking. From Hollywood, we present Jack Benny, Eddie Cantor, George Burns and Gracie Allen, Dinah Shore, the music of Paul Whiteman. Now come with us backstage to one of Hollywood's big radio studios. Eddie Cantor is calmly rehearsing a broadcast.
Quiet! 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 Quiet, Union, quiet! Paul, can't the musicians tune those things at home? Do they have to do it here on my time? Not that I mind the money, but the union says if they stay overtime, I have to give them coffee, and who's got that kind of money, you know?
Mr. Cantor, would you like to have me run over my number?
Oh, yes, Dinah. You'd better do it right now, because Jack Benny is waiting to ride home with me.
All right.
Eddie, can't we go pretty soon? I'm getting a little tired of waiting.
Just a couple more minutes, Jack.
Gee, if I'd known it would take this long, I'd have had Rochester hitch up Leona and come after me.
Jack, look, it won't hurt for you to wait a few minutes.
But I've been waiting for a ride home since last Sunday. Besides, you're supposed to drive me home. I'm in your carpool.
Yeah.
Don't you remember? Wednesday, you drive me home. Thursday, Bing Crosby. Friday, Kate Smith takes me home. Saturday...
Wait a minute. Kate Smith is in New York.
All right, so it's a little out of her way.
A little.
Anyway, next, George Burns drives me home, and then it's your turn again.
Jack, when is it your turn? When do you give me a lift?
You mean you've forgotten?
Forgotten what?
The night I drove you and your whole family to the fights?
You drove us to the fights?
How do you like that he doesn't remember? How can you forget it? The night Dempsey lost his title.
But, Jack, that was 16 years ago. I can't remember it.
You don't remember all your daughters piling in the back seat? Why, Janet was just a baby. You held her on your lap.
Now I remember. You let her ride for half fare. I remember that.
Gee, didn't even remember how quickly friends forget favors. Drove his whole family, he's forgotten.
Jack, I remember it now, even though it was 16 years ago.
Can't get over it. You do a friend a favor, the next minute he's forgotten it.
I haven't forgotten it. I even remember that Ida packed a box of sandwiches for our lunch. During the fight, you got so excited you sold them.
Doesn't even remember. His whole family piled my car. That's what first broke down my Maxwell. Such a short memory he's got.
Oh, Jack, I remember it. Believe me, I remember it. It was my daughter's birthday, the oldest one. What's her name? Starts with an M. You know, the oldest one.
One of my oldest, dearest friends he doesn't remember. How can you forget? Tunney was brilliant that night.
I know he was, Jack. In fact, I bet on Tunney and you bet on Dempsey. We bet $10. That reminds me. You never paid me.
I didn't?
No.
How can you expect me to remember something that happened 16 years ago? What do you think I am, an elephant? Goodness, it didn't happen yesterday. I have other things to think about.
Oh, go ahead, Dinah. Let's hear your song. What are you going to sing?
White Christmas.
Let's have it, Dolly. He doesn't remember.
I'm dreaming of a white just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Christmas card I write.
Well, Dinah. Eddie, are you ready to drive me home now?
Sure, Jack.
Fine, I'll get my hat.
Just as soon as I rehearse Susie.
You have to rehearse Susie? You've been singing that for years.
Well, not so long. I sang it first the night of the fight.
That was a different fight. You sang that the night John L. Sullivan won his title.
That's right. That's another 10 you owe me.
All right, Eddie, let's go. I haven't been home since Sunday.
Right after this number. All right, Paul, let's go.
If you know Susie like I know Susie,
No, Paul. That's the way we'll do it, Paul. That's the way we'll do it. Only on the air, I won't coast. I'll put some pep into it. You know what I mean?
More pep? I can't understand it. I know he's older than I am.
Come on,
Eddie. Let's go home. I've been waiting for days now.
A few more minutes won't hurt you. Maybe some of the other boys want to ride my car. Remember, Jack, we've got mileage rationing.
Oh, hello, Eddie. Have you seen... Well, Jack, Benny, so here you are. I've been looking all over for you.
For me, Gracie?
Well, sure. You haven't been home since Sunday, and Mary is practically a wreck. She's been waiting for you in your apartment, and she hasn't had a bite of food for 3 days.
Gee, really? Poor kid, I'm terribly sorry.
Well, you ought to be. You went away and forgot to leave the key to your icebox.
Gosh, that's right. I took all the keys with me. Mary, she couldn't even turn the lights on and read.
I really think you better go right home, Jack.
I will, Gracie, as soon as Eddie finishes this rehearsal.
Well, why do you have to wait for him?
Well, you see, mileage rationing is here now, Gracie, and Jack wants to do his share, so he's pooling my car.
Oh, don't make it sound so one-sided. You know darn well I'm pooling my horse, and you're in on that.
Yeah, but look how you've arranged it. Fibber McGee sits on her neck, Crosby is behind him, you sit in the saddle, George Burns is behind you, and then comes Edgar Bergen. Where am I?
You're behind Bergen. Leona has a very strong tail.
Some pool.
Well, I don't understand all this. What are you boys talking about anyway?
Gracie, haven't you heard that gasoline is being rationed?
Well, of course I know gasoline is being rationed. My goodness, what do you take me for, a dunce? I've read all about it. You're only allowed one cup a day.
One cup? Gracie, that's coffee.
Oh, Eddie, don't be silly. A car won't run on coffee.
No, Gracie, I don't think you understand. You see, cars run on gasoline. So at this point, gasoline has to be rationed.
But why? There's plenty of gasoline.
I know, but the real reason for cutting down on the amount of gasoline we use is to save rubber.
Oh, really? Well, that's very interesting. I had no idea gasoline was made from rubber.
It isn't, you see.
But I have the impression that gasoline came out of wells in the ground.
That's right.
And I've often thought how convenient it was for the filling stations that those wells were always found under the busiest street corners.
Jack, you try it.
Gracie, look. What they're really rationing is mileage. See, the less we drive our cars, the more rubber we save. And the rubber we save is vital to essential industries and to the Army.
The Army uses rubber?
Sure.
Well, gee, wouldn't you think with all the modern weapons that soldiers wouldn't have to use slingshots?
Gracie, the Army doesn't use rubber for slingshots.
No?
No.
Rubber cushions for the parachute troops in Egypt?
What?
In case they come down on those pyramids?
You take it, Eddie.
Gracie, let's take this from a different angle. The American people are doing everything possible to save the rubber on their tires. That's why there's a rule that regulates how fast we can drive.
Oh, I know. I've been obeying the rule. Of course, it is a little discouraging to drive to the dairy for a bottle of milk and then have the milk turn sour before I get home.
Why should the milk turn sour?
Well, because I leave for the dairy in the morning and I don't get home until the following night.
How far is this dairy from your house?
A mile.
A mile?
Well, yeah, you know what the law says. You have to drive a mile in 35 hours.
No, Gracie, you have to drive 35 miles an hour.
Well, what did I say?
Take it, Jack.
Gracie, people who travel faster than 35 miles per hour are liable to lose this war.
Oh, now I understand.
Good.
General Rommel is liable to lose the war, huh?
Eddie, you want it?
No, keep it.
All right. Gracie, let's forget about the speed limit. Let's concentrate on the fact that we've got to get the absolute maximum service out of the tires now on our cars. We've got to rotate them. You know, switch them around.
Oh, well, I did that. I put my front tires on the back and my back tires on the front. Because now I have an awful stiff neck.
From what?
Well, it's very hard to keep your eyes on the road while you're driving in reverse.
Eddie, I insist that you take it.
Okay. Gracie, there's one way of saving rubber that you must be able to understand, and that is carpooling. That means sharing rides with the people who live in your neighborhood.
Oh, yes. My girlfriend, Tootsie Sagwell, does that. She's the one who isn't married and lives in a tent.
I know I'm a sucker for asking you, but why does she live in a tent?
Well, because you can pitch a tent in different neighborhoods every day, and that she wants, she can share rides with Robert Taylor, or Walter Pigeon, Cary Grant, Ray Milland,
never
Robert
mind.
Young.
Never mind. Jack!
I just took her.
Take her again.
You take her.
Not me.
Somebody's got to take her.
Hello, boys.
Hello, George.
Gee, you fellas act glad to see me.
We are. You're just in time to take away a headache.
Whose?
Yours.
I don't get it.
Hello, George.
Now I get it. Now I get it.
George, we've been trying to explain mileage rationing to Gracie.
And you're having trouble?
No, we're all right. She just doesn't know what we're talking about, that's all.
Well, look, fellow, just leave it to me. Come here. I want to whisper something to you.
All right, dear.
Tell me this, Bob. Sure, too.
Oh, that still. Oh, well, I better tell the boys. Boys, do you know that there's a shortage of rubber in this country?
No.
Oh, yes. A critical shortage. So we all have to conserve. Remember, rubber won't stretch if you haven't got any. And the best way to save rubber is to ration mileage. And the best way to ration mileage is to ration gasoline. Even in sections where there's no shortage of gasoline. You see, it's a national problem, so we've got to treat it nationally.
That's right, Gracie.
Of course it's got to be an inconvenience, but after all, what's an inconvenience when we weigh it against possible calamity? Remember, rationing still provides essential gasoline for essential driving. Pleasure car drivers get A cards, and that's all. But nobody in America has lost his job because he wasn't given enough gasoline to get to work. So let's remember this. If we want this country to keep operating, we've all got to keep cooperating.
Why, Gracie, that is wonderful.
George, tell us one thing. What did you whisper to Gracie?
Well, come here, fellas. I'll whisper to you. I said, whatever it is, but I said, too.
Oh, I see.